So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
Curb appeal. We all want it. You know, when it comes to having a beautiful lawn, in all honesty, there's only one place to go to: Four Seasons Landscape and Construction Services. You can find them at FourSeasonsLandscapeMD.com or call them at 443-390-YARD. That's 443-390-9273. And it's a pleasure to have here Chris Coleman and Pam Hires of Four Seasons Landscape and Construction Services.
Coming to you from the Freedom Federal Credit Union Studios, Harford County Living presents Conversations with Rich Bennett.
Come on,
you're faster than me.
Guys, hey,
yeah.
They're freedom.
We've been together.
I got
24 and 13.
Oh man, you already said it. I was going to ask her if she remembered the date. So let's talk about lawn renovations.
You know, people think healthy lawns are just about aesthetics, looking good.
Right.
Which, don't get me wrong, it does. Everybody wants to see a nice, healthy lawn. They don't want to deal with a bunch of mud. That mud and everything also has the other side effects of not really making a nice place for dogs or kids to play. But the health of your lawn can do so much more than that. It you know, grass creates oxygen. It traps dust. It prevents erosion. There are a lot of benefits that come from having a healthy lawn as well. And sometimes the lawn just needs a little help. It needs some help getting reestablished. It needs some help overcoming weeds or really bad patchy areas. Maybe there's water issues that have led to some erosion. Whatever it may be, there can be a number of factors that can create the need for lawn renovation. And whether it's the entire lawn needing help being reestablished or small patches of areas, a lawn renovation allows us to come in, look at whatever issue might be creating the problem, look for ways to solve that issue, and then make sure you have a nice healthy lawn growing in. Sometimes it's seed, sometimes it's sod. Either one can produce very good results, and that allows you to have the lawn that you want for the way that it looks,
right?
But also all those other healthy benefits that come from it as well.
So when it comes to that, doing the lawn renovations, do you guys ever run into the problem, whether it be moles, wasps? Because, you know, there are some things that like to live in the ground.
I'll take this one.
Yes.
We do. We run into different insects and infestations into lawn areas and stuff that is causing a major dieback or rotting of the lawn area. The biggest thing that people don't realize is they see the top of the lawn, and as long as it's green, they think everything's fine. Really, where a lawn starts is in its root system. Most lawns in our area, in the mid-Atlantic area, if we're lucky, have a 2-inch root zone. It should have a 5 to 7-inch root zone.
Is that because of all the clay and everything?
It's the soil. Okay. It's the, you know, 90% of your lawn issues start underground.
Okay.
It's a nutrient issue. It's a ground soil issue. All of those things. And a lot of times, it's a compaction issue. So when you're running machines, mowers all the time on your lawn, trucks, everything else, the ground compacts. When it compacts, it doesn't allow air and water to get down to the roots of the grass. It just sheets across the top of the soil. So you just get this compacted hard layer that doesn't allow moisture and air to get down to the roots to allow them to grow fully and deeply. So a lot of times what we run into in different situations is that people need to do a nutrient management program. They need to aerate their lawns, stuff like that. That's usually our start that we recommend to people. We don't do it in-house anymore. We have companies that we recommend. There's a couple great nutrient management and lawn nutrient management companies in the area. Where we come in is where their approach and their ability is no longer able to work.
Okay.
Basically, you have large dead areas of grass. They can't make grass generate from just bare soil.
Right.
They can help thicken thinned areas, and they can help open up the soil a little bit to help the existing grass that's already there to fill in and generate and regenerate and be able to become thicker and healthier. What lawn renovation for our company and what we do is when you have large areas, trees removed, washout, stuff like that, where it's just soil and the oily mud, muck and everything from everything dying off and biodegrading and turning into, you know, organic material, we come in, we take an assessment of the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Some situations we'll do soil tests to see if there is a nutrient deficiency of some kind that will cause a problem. And then what we end up doing, 9 times out of 10, is we end up having to remove a few inches of soil at the least.
Right.
And then in turn, some cases we're able to till in some potting soil and some, you know, nutrient-rich soil in with the clay and the soil that's there. Or we have to completely re-put in the topsoil layer that can be anywhere from 3 to 6 inches deep, regrade it all, and then apply seed, straw mat, or sod, depending on the time of year. We really recommend sod in the spring. In the summer and winter, or spring and fall, we recommend sod. In the summer and winter, we do seed and straw mat because the seed's able to go down into the soil, sit, and then germinate once the temperatures and weather is effective for that. This helps with having you have a very nice established, very nice established lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Because what a lot of people don't realize is they'll call different contractors, companies, and they will come out and go, oh yeah, all we need to do is rip up the grass and throw sod down. Might last you 6 months.
Yeah.
Might last you 2 years. But eventually the underlying issues in the soil ends up causing whatever new installation you did to repeat the same issue your previous lawn had. So that's where being aware of soil makeup, being aware of soil capacity, compactity, being aware of nutrients in the soil, and being aware of what is best practices to promote a healthy lawn is imperative to not have to continue to redo the same area over and over again.
One of the things you mentioned that was about trees. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest problems I've always seen is the maple trees,
mm-hmm.
the roots. And I can have a neighbor that's got a maple tree a block away and the roots are in my yard. And you see them coming above the ground.
They're high-rooted. They're surface-rooted. It is the type of tree.
Okay.
No matter what you do, I've seen people put in hardscape walls to try to fill it in. They've, you know, covered the roots over and over and over again with dirt. The roots are surface roots. They're going to rise to the top of the ground. It is what it is. We don't recommend maple trees in front yards or anywhere that you want to have a very nice, thick, established lawn.
Or by a pool.
They do take out structural integrity of different things, especially hardscape walls, edge stone, stuff like that. But in some situations, that is what it is. And you have to decide, and we don't ever like to take out a tree.
Right.
We always want to keep trees. But there has not been a lot of education and understanding of proper tree selection. And more importantly, proper tree placement. And that is where a qualified landscape contractor, certifications, licenses, performing work at best management practices is what is most beneficial.
Makes sense, because I know maple trees are good, especially for smoking. But, I mean, there are some areas where I would think you want those maple trees, just probably not near your house.
You don't want them near any foundations, any sort of structured areas, sidewalks, hardscaping, stuff like that, driveways. You don't want them near. And the other thing is you don't want to place high or surface-rooted trees in lawn areas or in areas that you're going to want to have a very nice lawn.
Right.
There are many other trees that you can put in, many other natives to the area, to the Mid-Atlantic area, that you can put in that are beneficials to, you know, the insects and the birds and all the habitat around our area that do not have a negative impact on your surface areas and as well as your lawn areas. But as far as for the lawn renovations, if you have an area in your lawn that is can't seem to keep grass, can't seem to sustain grass, is mud, stuff like that, there may be a drainage issue, give us a call. Pam will talk to you and get all your information, and then I'll come out and I'll take a look. And we'll discuss the area. I'll meet with you. We'll discuss the area, and we'll discuss next steps.
Right.
Sometimes I can look at it and know, because we've done this for 40 years, and know exactly what is going on. Other times I'm like, okay, I need to do some soil analysis. I need to dig in a little further. We need to see the runoff and how stuff goes like that. The biggest thing that we instill or try to communicate to our clients is it is not an instant overnight result. Unless you're doing sod, a lot of times thinning lawn areas, stuff like that. Remember, our first approach was to look at the nutrient management and look at the ability to aerate and overseed and stuff like that. Sometimes the grass didn't die off in 6 months. It took years. So sometimes the approach will take years and it takes patience. Other times we're able to just clear it out, update and amend the soil, grade everything, put sod in, and you have an instant lawn. It depends on the situation. It depends on the area, and it depends on your budget. But if you have a lawn area that is of concern and you would like to have us come out and take a look and see about getting that remedied, Pam?
Call us at 443-390-YARD, and that's 9273, or you can visit our website at fourseasonslandscapemd.com. That's 4-F-O-U-R. You can send us a message through our website. You can also find us on Facebook and message us through our Facebook page as well.